In 2008, on a private pier on the Tread Avon River, Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley kicked off an effort to get property owners along state rivers to become caretakers for oysters.
We're starting a program that we're calling Marylanders Grow Oysters. Call it Head Start for Oysters, if you will.
The program began with 250 families and has since expanded to 2,000 growers on 18 rivers. Chris Judy with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources oversees the program. On this day, the shellfish biologist heads off Tread Avon into Trip Creek, where Sally Ockridge has 34 oyster baskets on three piers. It's the start of growing season, and before he loads her baskets with shells, Judy points to the tiny baby oysters affixed to them.
Those are spat. Each one of those blister-like structures is a spat. So this shell has approximately 5 or 6, this one maybe 10 or 12, and they're spat on both sides. That'll give you, when your cages are full, 200 to 300, maybe 400 spat in each cage.
Judy and Ockridge then walk along the dock and drop the cages in the water where they will hang for the next 9 months.
When the spat grow, maybe there's 5 or so on a shell, they'll turn into 4 or 5 each or one. So on a shell, but of course much larger. And we call this a cluster. The cluster of oysters on the bottom, of course, you have thousands of them, are habitat to different fish and crabs and worms, etc. So what you're doing here is helping to enhance a sanctuary right here in the Tread Avon River.
Oysters are the foundation for a healthy ecosystem. They clean the water by eating algae and nutrients from urban and agricultural runoff that pollute the bay. Ockridge says caring for her brood is fairly simple.
We just come out every week or two and shake the baskets.
That removes sediment and aquatic vegetation and makes the hanging baskets easier to handle as the oysters grow. Ockridge says her efforts and those of her neighbors can make a difference.
I think probably we're going to see cleaner water here in my lifetime. I think also we are going to show the next generation, our children and grandchildren, that we need to be participants in nature.
Chris Judy's next visit is to see Marilyn Engel. She's a marine scientist who's been an oyster grower for 3 years.
I think it's important that people actually become involved, and as they do and they learn more, you know, it's more awareness, and then your friends find out you're doing it and they think it's a good idea too.
After the drop-offs, Chris Judy motors to a marine sanctuary. Maryland has rehabilitated more than 500 hectares of once viable oyster beds. This is where the homegrown oysters are planted, along with 2.5 billion oyster spat that come directly from the state oyster hatchery. While homeowners produce far fewer, only a couple of million, a much higher percent of those nurtured oysters survive. And besides, Judy says, his growers also engage the public and raise awareness.
The program is really about education, outreach, motivation, and enhancement. Sanctuaries are specifically enhanced with these oysters. They're improved, the bottom is made better, there's more live oysters.
Considering the size of the Chesapeake Bay, Chris Judy says, much more needs to be done. The Marylanders Grow Oysters program is part of a larger coordinated recovery strategy, including research, monitoring, and public programs like shell recycling. Judy says the end game is to jumpstart Mother Nature.
What we would hope to see from a sanctuary effort is that the oysters spawn and those larvae then settle somewhere and create new oysters. That is the goal, to have each sanctuary contribute to the population of the oysters, you know, through the natural process of reproduction.
Chris Judy says Maryland oyster growers are making those steps toward natural recovery, one cage at a time. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News in Oxford, Maryland.